Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, as we have been reporting here on 1010 Winds, we got word from the mayor this morning that he is changing the COVID policy in schools. Let's go live to the 1010 Winds newsline, and joining us is United Federation of Teachers President Michael Mulgrew. Michael, always good to have you here. So you were not happy with bi-weekly testing. Now the mayor says, okay, we'll go to weekly testing. How do you feel? Yeah. Your reaction?
We're happy that the city realized it should go to weekly testing, but we're not happy with the change of the quarantine policy that the mayor announced for elementary schools.
In fact, yeah. Let's unpack that a bit. It's almost a little bit confusing. So now some kids who used to have to quarantine don't anymore.
Right. So what he's done is, because we know our elementary school students don't have access to the vaccine, and because this strain that we is now the prevalent strain actually does a lot of harm and can cause, you know, great damage inside of our youngest children, if there was a positive case inside of a classroom, that classroom would quarantine for 10 days. Now the mayor is saying that as long as the children are always 3 feet apart and they have well-fitted masks on, that only the child who tests positive would have to be quarantined, and the rest of the students would stay in place. We do not agree with that at all.
So what do you think should happen to those kids that he doesn't feel should be quarantined?
Well, first, we want as minimum disruption as possible, but we also have to balance that now with the safety for our students. Last year, when COVID was at that point, COVID was not really a big issue with our younger students. And if they did get it, it really was not causing many problems unless there was underlying conditions. That's no longer the case. So for us, if we were a suburban school district with lots of space, then we could always guarantee we would have children would be 3 feet apart and they would never, ever be close contacts. That's not something we can do in New York City. New York City is is the largest school district, and it's very crowded. So for the mayor to change a policy 1 week into the school year and putting our most at-risk students in harm's way is not something we're going to agree with. And there's no plan, as usual. There's never a plan. It's
okay.
Always flying by your plan.
Okay, just to be clear, so those unvaccinated students who might have come into contact, you say that they should quarantine at home?
Right, because what we do not want is we don't want other children possibly getting infected with COVID because we weren't quarantining. And especially when you, in light of that, we now know it seems that it's on the horizon that our youngest students now might have access to a vaccine. To do this at this moment, and if he was even contemplating this, which we never heard about this until this weekend, why wasn't it part of trying to plan for how to do the school year? We would have set up the schools differently. But again, this has been our frustration throughout with this mayor.
Right. But of course, he's saying, and I'm sure you heard it this morning, he says, hey, we are following the CDC guidelines. What do you say to that?
And but the CDC guidelines, as I've actually spoken to the CDC and the United States Department of Ed, is designed for most school systems. There is no school system like the New York City's public school system. It is so large and it's very crowded. And just a week ago, I thought I heard the mayor touting how he was better than everyone else because he was doing more than the CDC guidelines.
Right. So what do you do now? Again, we are on live with Michael Mulgrew, head of the UFT. What do you do now? I mean, obviously, you went to the mayor. You got what you wanted when it comes to COVID testing. Where do you go on this quarantine issue?
Well, it's, you know, we're a union. We represent the, you know, many of the teachers and different staff members in the building. For us, our constant struggle throughout this pandemic is to keep the entire school community safe. So we'll be working with parents. We've already, you know, we'll be working with the principals and the principals union, just trying to monitor this as best we can. Because, again, he announced something today and there is no plan. How do we ensure that everyone has a well-fitted mask on? Do you know what a well-fitted mask is?
Well,
probably.
I do. I know some kids, you know, they'll show up with the cloth masks that aren't really, really great, you know, don't have a great fit and could possibly be exposed that way. Yeah.
And we have many schools who cannot follow the 3-foot guidelines and they have exceptions. So are those schools not part of this? There's no clarification because once again, the mayor announced something without actually working out a plan.
Okay, and before I let you go, Michael Mulgrew, PS79, they are doing remote learning now because there have been some cases there. And again, this was traced to an event that did not happen at the school. But they say no remote option in city schools, and yet those kids are learning remotely. This week. So is there a remote option, or does that policy need to change?
This has been one of the sad, ironic things that while the mayor is saying no remote option, we bargained to make sure that every teacher has set up their classroom so they can go remote at any time. So we have thousands of children who are already teaching remotely. What we don't have is an option for remote. And it's there on, we put it there on purpose because what we're always guarding against is having a spread from inside the building. And that's what happened at District 79. The spread was from inside the building. And that's what we're trying to guard against. And that's why it's very problematic what he announced today about our most vulnerable students, our elementary school kids.
Have you heard of any other cases like the one at PS 79? In other words, any other schools where that might be a similar problem?
No, we have not had that yet. That was we didn't have that at all last year. We had a little bit in the summer where we had to close the school, but this was the first time that we absolutely had definitive evidence that the spread happened from going inside the building.
All right, gotcha. Michael Mulgrew, thank you for being with us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, the head of the United Federation of Teachers. Thanks.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.